The Catholic Church has a new movie review hotline. It rates new movies and video releases according to entertainment values and moral values. The ratings range from general patronage to morally offensive. The reviews, which are a project of the Catholic Communication Campaign, come out of the U.S. Catholic Conference Office for Film and Broadcasting. My guest, Henry Herks, directs the office and writes many of the reviews. He's been reviewing movies for the church since 1962, when he was the founding director of the Chicago Archdiocese Center for Film Study, which was later affiliated with the National Legion of Decency. In those days, Catholics were asked to pledge they would refrain from seeing movies deemed morally offensive. The new Catholic Movie Hotline can be reached at 1-800-311-4CCC. We gave it a call to check out the review of Casino.
Because of much graphic violence, adulterous affairs, fleeting nudity, substance abuse, and incessant rough language, the U.S. Catholic Conference classification is O, morally offensive. The Motion Picture Association of America rating is R, restricted. Casino is an increasingly violent movie about the rise and fall of a mob-backed Las Vegas casino manager, played by Robert De Niro, who is married to a money-obsessed drug addict, played by Sharon Stone, and the murderous gangster she seduces in hopes he will kill the husband she despises. Director Martin Scorsese spins a well-acted, compelling yarn that is ultimately ruined by an excess of sadistic violence.
Henry Herks, you have rated Casino O, which means rated morally offensive. What does that rating actually signify?
This is an indication that we feel the particular motion picture exploits people. It exploits sexuality or violence. Our advice is this is not something that you would wish to see.
Now, you gave the story morally offensive. The Motion Picture Association of America gives Casino an R for restricted. What's the difference between your approach to rating and their approach to rating?
Well, the Motion Picture Association is rating its movies based upon individual scenes which they feel a parent would not want their children to see. We are looking more at the context of a movie, at how a movie treats its subject and how successfully it does that. Consequently, there is a broad relationship between our ratings and the MPAA ratings. However, when you get into an R rating, you are dealing with something the MPAA does not deal with, which is how successful the film is in terms of dealing with its moral complexities.
Why are you rating the moral values as well as the entertainment values of movies?
Well, because that's part of the significance or meaning of any work of popular culture. It does have some moral integrity. It has some moral message that it is sending. And we're just as interested in that as we are in terms of its filmmaking skills.
Now, when you give a movie like Casino an O for morally offensive, does that mean that you're telling Catholics not to see it, that you're recommending to Catholics that they don't see it?
We're giving them some basis for them to make a judgment about whether they want to see it.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't like a forbidden list or anything like that?
No, it's a list of consumer information, helping people make up their own mind whether they wish to see a particular film. But it's especially addressed to parents with information which we think is helpful for them to decide what is suitable for their family.
By the way, is there any Martin Scorsese films you'd recommend?
Well, Mean Streets, one of his very first films, is an extremely, knowledgeable film about a particular culture in New York City. And it does create characters who come to life and who are trying to make it in their own particular world.
And the movie is very much about faith. The opening scene,
that's right, yeah,
is in a church.
Right. It is in an Italian Catholic culture, and it portrays there quite well, although it is quite violent.
But that doesn't bother you in the context of that film?
No, I don't. I think that particular example is a film that does work.
Mm-hmm. Let me play another review from your telephone review hotline, and this is a review of Wild Bill, a new film about Wild Bill Hickok.
Because of much stylized violence, a constrained sex scene, sexual innuendo, and coarse language,
The U.S. Catholic Conference classification is A4, Adults with Reservations. The Motion Picture Association of America rating is R, Restricted. Wild Bill is a muddled Western with Jeff Bridges in the role of Wild Bill Hickok, the feared gunfighter who's confronted in 1876 by an inept youth determined to kill him for mistreating his mother. The movie whizzes through Hickok's early exploits, then bogs down in a prolonged series of bizarre events, including opium dreams and strange memories, before the final shootout.
That review is from the 800 movie review line run by the United States Catholic Conference Office for Film and Broadcasting Movie Classifications. My guest, Henry Herks, directs the office. You've rated Wild Bill Adults with Reservations. And in your classification descriptions, you say, Adults with Reservations means these films are not for casual entertainment and require some caution. Though not morally offensive in themselves, such movies are of a problematic nature, requiring some analysis and explanation to avoid misinterpretation and false conclusions. Would you explain what your concern is there, the need for interpretation so that we don't go to misinterpretation and false conclusions?
Yeah, that verbiage is simply to say that not all adults will find this film morally uplifting or rewarding. It is simply a realization and understanding that various people see various things in particular movies, depending upon their background and experience with the film medium. So it's a way of indicating that this film may not be suitable for a particular individual, but that others might find it quite interesting and, in fact, morally acceptable.
How are you rating Toy Story? What does that get?
It's A1.
And that translates to general patronage.
Right.
So you like the film?
The film is a kind of tour de force of computer animation. I think it is somewhat slim in terms of its storyline. These toys take on a human persona, but the kind of difficulties that they have to overcome are what I don't think are classic examples of something that children will find enjoyable for generation after generation.
Do the films that you found morally offensive in the 60s seem really tame by comparison now? Maybe you could take an example of a film that was rated O for morally offensive in the early 60s and talk about it now and tell us if you'd see it as being good by comparison.
Well, something like give you an example of the difficulty involved in terms of one rating system in a particular era and another in another era. There isn't any simple correlation there. One has to understand the reason why these films were deemed morally offensive in the 50s and 60s. One example that I use is something like Miracle on 34th Street, that in 1947, I believe was the year, that film was rated morally offensive in part by the Legion of Decency because the central character was a divorced woman who was planning on remarrying. Because of video making all these older films available, we've been re-rating some of those older films. And so Miracle on 34th Street was given the A2 rating when it came on video.
And A2 is adults and adolescents.
Yes, right.
Such movies contain elements that children may find confusing, but that most teenagers can understand without the need for parental guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Probably most kids understand divorce now, too. So many kids' parents are divorced.
Well, yeah, it's become a prevalent part of our society.
If a film is about a gay or lesbian person, will that affect the rating that you give the film?
Well, once again, it's how it is treated in the film.
Well, say it's not punished. Say it's accepted.
But once again, it's whether it's treating that relationship in a real way, which means that this is something that is not normal. It is painful. It is troubling. It is difficult. that it is not something that is being advocated or promoted. And an example would be Jeffrey, which came out about 4 months ago,
mm-hmm.
which is about homosexuals and the fear of AIDS, and which promotes homosexual activity. And this is one which we gave the O to. Philadelphia, which was made the end of 93, I believe, was one which deals with a young man's contracting AIDS and his rejection by society. And we felt that this was one that dealt with the subject in a very responsible way, making the viewer aware of the problems and difficulties of a homosexual.
Do you hope that your movie review line will have any impact on the film industry?
The only thing that will have impact on the film industry is the box office returns. In a modest way, I hope we might help people identify those films that would be best to support by going to the movie theater.
Henry Herx directs the U.S. Catholic Conference Office for Film and Broadcasting. Their movie review line can be reached at 1-800-311-4CCC.